Welcome to episode 55 of Life with Mitty. This episode, we'll share what we've learned this past year having both a Model 3 and a Model Y. I'm hoping our experiences and learnings will help you make that all-important decision on which one you want to buy. Yesterday was our one-year anniversary of taking delivery of Mitty the Model Y. A year ago on July 18th, a pastor friend of mine with whom I've served many years drove us to the Tesla service center and kept my wife cool and comfortable in her car while I took delivery. Several of my dear friends I've gained since owning a Tesla were there to share in our special day. Shout out to Craig, David, John, and Thomas. I'll never forget that day, and you guys came out in typical St. Louis hot summer weather to share my joy. We've been very blessed to own not just one, but two Teslas. So we do have a unique perspective on which car is the preferred choice in different situations. I've chose to summarize what I've learned and why Mitty the Model Y is getting more miles on her, while Mitty the Model 3 is maintaining 50% charge in the garage week after week to preserve her battery life. Let's break this down by situation. Daily driver. Either car is a great choice. While the Model 3 has the edge on range, you won't likely need more than 150 miles a day. And both can do that easily on one charge. Both cars maneuver well in traffic, and while auto park is still a hit and miss science project, either car is easy to park, although seeing out the back of the Model 3 is certainly easier, unless you consider the excellent rear view camera and side views. The Model Y is easier to enter and exit, and offers more hip and leg room in the second row seat. While we don't have a 7-seat Model Y, I personally wouldn't consider the third row seats to be of much use for anyone except small adults or children. Road trips. Model Y is the choice for me, as I can bring so much more with us. When you fold down the rear seats, you have plenty of cargo space to add on to the deeper trunk and front compartments. The compartment sizes are the same length and width compared to the Model 3, so bespoke luggage like that from Oscar and Hamish will still fit. Yet in the Model Y, those areas are deeper to allow even more in these spots. While the Model Y's range is somewhat less than the Model 3, the small difference won't keep you from getting where you want to go. Tesla has so many superchargers out now and are aggressively building even more in 2021, and they're targeting rural areas and increased capacity in dense populations. You also have a higher view of the road in the Model Y, as the front seats are on risers. Even someone like me, who is 5'4", can have a commanding view of the road, like in most crossover SUVs. Couple that with Navigate on Autopilot, which is more valuable on less busy interstates than it is in dense metropolitan areas, and you'll find that the Model Y makes road trips comfortable and easy. Now let's think about Sunday afternoon drives on a curvy road like Tail of the Dragon. Oh, Model 3 all day long. There's just something about sitting lower and closer to the road that heightens the experience of driving through those curves. Granted, the Model Y isn't in any way less planted or stable, yet taking a drive down Missouri 94 between Weldon Spring and Dutso means I take my Model 3 and I let the Model Y catch a break. If you have kids, Model Y is the choice, as it's much easier to get child seats set up in the back, and the higher roof makes ingress and egress much easier. With more depth in the front and trunk storage areas, you can bring everything you need to keep your children happy and healthy. Here's some other feature differences. Model 3 has some voice commands that the Model Y still doesn't, like adjust mirrors, adjust steering wheel, adjust air that controls the vents, and the funny window down command, which also just adjusts the vents. It does nothing with the windows. Model Y can turn off the air on the passenger side if no one is sitting in the seat. On all Model Ys, you have the heat pump that improves winter range by over 10%. Newer Model 3s also have it. Now, my Mitty, the Model 3, is a 2018 and has resistive heating. Ride and drive of the Model Y on 19-inch wheels is a little softer than the Model 3 on 18-inch wheels. The 2020 Model Y is about 3 decibels quieter than the 2018 Model 3 inside. Now, I expect the 2021 Model Ys with double laminated glass are even quieter. I'd love to hear from some of my listeners who have taken delivery of a 2021 Model Y. Let me know what you think. Overall, between the two cars, they're both fantastic. As we haven't been driving on the curvy roads as much as the interstates these days, the Model Y is the choice we've made. Now, what happens to MIDI the Model 3? The car that started me on my Tesla journey. Currently, it's sitting in the garage day after day, plugged in, and its charge limit set to 50%. And that's what it's doing. It's just maintaining the battery. For how much longer? We'll have to see. So if you're thinking of buying a Tesla and you want some more details, maybe some things I didn't cover in this episode, I'd love to hear your questions and your comments. Please send them to lifewithmidi@gmail.com. I'll be quick to respond. If you're thinking of buying a Tesla, make sure to use my referral code, as you'll get 1,000 miles or 1,600 kilometers of free supercharging. It's https://ts.la, kind of short way to say Tesla, /Douglas, D-O-U-G-L-A-S, 39617. Well, that's it for this episode where we summarize our first year with MIDI the Model Y. Thanks for listening, and as always, empower others. You'll never live life on empty, and we'll talk to you next time.